Opinions and theories expressed here are exactly that, our personal opinions. We are sharing our thoughts in hopes of sparking conversations about how we interact with media, stories, and each other.
Nothing is wrong with a different perspective. We always keep it respectful, and thank you for doing so too.
Oh, welcome to Dank and Deadly, where spooky stoners discuss how terrifyingly good films and pop culture moments relate to horrifying aspects of real life. I'm your host, Ree.
And I'm Ace.
And today, we have some extremely special, amazing, wonderful, insightful, gorgeous, guests with us. We have some of my favorite people on the literal planet, Adrian and Stormy from Slash Her. Yeah. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. What a hype up. Oh my God.
I'm about to like end meeting now. I don't know what to say anymore. Hi. Thank you for having us.
We have the connoisseurs of all things.
Completely delusional. You'll never know what we're talking about, but we're having a good time always. That's what matters most.
Always.
That is. We are so excited to have y'all on, especially as our first guest.
Literally so honored. Wow, thank you.
We're honored.
Ooh, I'm so honored y'all asked me to be a part of it. I had to bring y'all on because we love your opinions, we love y'all's vibe, we love everything. So yes, I know I'm sure the majority of our listeners already listened to you, but for any future new, whenever y'all tell us a little bit about yourselves, how y'all started in horror and what made you start your podcast.
Adrian?
Well, I mean, definitely we're a pandemic baby podcast for sure. Definitely trying to avoid insanity was like the main goal with the podcast for sure. Give us some structure while we were literally unstructured in our homes. So that definitely was like the breeding ground of it. But it was something that we had talked about for like a long time anyways. Like we had talked for many years about doing a podcast. Nothing ever was like solid. Like we never had like a clear direction or idea. But randomly, obviously, with again the pandemic, just in there one day, and I was just like, you know what? I just want to do a horror podcast. Like, if I was going to do a podcast on anything first, at least, I mean, who knows where we can go from here? But like, the first thing I wanted to tackle was horror for sure. Yeah, so I was like, Stormy, like, so we've talked about doing a podcast. I was like, are you down for like some horror talk? Like, I know like our first movie that we ever watched together was a horror movie. I was like let's fucking go, pretty much. And she was like, sure.
I was not prepared for like the work that comes with doing the podcast. And the thing is like, I don't even do all the work. I just show up. Like, literally, that's all I do is show up and talk to Adrian. But, like, just the preparation behind it is wild. Like, the whole fucking journey is crazy. And, I mean, I really enjoy it. It gives me, I don't want to be dramatic and be, like, purpose in life or anything like that. But, like, low-key, though, like, it gives me something to, like, do. Good. And I'm not, like, just sitting, stewing in my brain constantly.
I'm having fun and horror movies, so. Oh,
that
we love.
Right. It's fun to watch people die.
Right.
Exactly. That's the point. What are we here for?
The catharsis of death. That's why we want enjoy, for sure.
So. For sure. Is that TikTok? Why do gay people love horror movies? Oh, because like, see straight people die.
That's literally what was in my mind. I was like, should I use that line right now? Should I use it later? So we're on the same wave.
Definitely why I watch Get Out. Like, white people dying.
Yes.
It is what it is.
So good. We love horror movies. Or something like this movie today, where like going to theme parks and shit. Like I'm always afraid. Yeah. Like my guard is always in theme parks because like this was like the most like I don't know, like the most realistic thing that can happen, really.
For sure. And of course, we are going to be talking about Hellfest today, the 2018 film. But of course, you know, we always start up with lighting up. So we have even more, what is this again? Oh, yeah.
BTYOG.
Hey.
Better than yours.
Better than yours.
We have a lemon haze king palm. Let me break the little thingy. Where is it?
That's the flame.
And we don't really have any. we don't really have any major news today, but I did see that Antlers is going to be streaming at Beyond Fest in October. So it was another one that was postponed due to COVID shutdowns and all of that. It's directed by Scott Cooper and produced by a bunch of like horror legends, like Guillermo del Toro, who we don't even need to say what he did because you should know. J. Miles Dale, who did actually the Carrie remake and the 2011 remake of The Thing, and he was actually a producer on Pontypool as well. And then David S. Goyer, who is a producer of the Blade franchise, Batman Begins, and fucking The Dark Knight. So it's looking like a
surprise
all around.
Yes. I've been waiting for her, to be honest.
Yes. Carrie Russell in horror once again from Dark Skies. And I love her as Waitress, too. That was like the first movie I ever saw her in.
I've never seen Waitress.
Girl, what?
Iconic.
You see that story?
Oh, my God. God, that's like the only romance I will watch.
What, it's a romance movie?
Barely.
I steer clear.
There is a couple involved.
Is that the one with the diner?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I would actually watch that too.
It's a Broadway play now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Sarah Bareilles wrote the music for it. Actually,
did she?
I did go see that when it was here at the Orpheum.
Oh my God, I'm jealous.
Yeah. What the fuck? I am in a...
She could.
So Sarah Bareilles is the one who sings...
Oh. Annoying Love Song.
What's that one?
Love Song.
Annoying Love Song.
Gonna write you a love song. Yes.
Yeah, and like a bunch. King of Anything. All of those like hatred love songs.
Okay, King of Anything is a moment for me. So yeah, okay. Okay, I love that.
Yes. Antlers, definitely look out for that, which is pretty much a small town being tormented by a thing with antlers. That I've gathered from,
as far as we know, somewhere. Yeah,
that's pretty much all we know.
Right, we've got like that one trailer that came out like 3 years ago.
Exactly. It came out long. 2019. Yeah, like, for sure.
It gives me Tusk vibes. I'm hoping it's something similar.
Imagine
that would be like, hilarious. Just out of nowhere. But it is going.
Hello.
Sorry. I'm not heard a weird noise from the cat.
I'm not. I will disconnect this call real quick. I'm not watching.
We're not having a host stream.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is set for release on October 29th of this year, but I believe it's going to be in theaters.
Yeah.
So it is in time for Halloween. Go get vaccinated. All the things. So pretty much all the news we have.
That's all we got right now.
Then I guess I can get in Telfast.
So I legitimately had a breakdown. Because of this, not because of this movie, but because of this plot when we went to Halloween Horror Nights. So I felt very validated when I first watched this movie.
Because it's just exactly, it could happen. It's exactly what happens. Just random incidents of people being murderous and disgusting. Like,
it's so believable, like even though it's like so like crazy at the same time, like it's really like the most believable thing. So yeah.
Right. In a haunted house, there's like dead bodies, you know, it's like part of the thing. Okay, you're just gonna walk up right over
exactly.
It
especially like just the way people for some reason we just ignore horrible things during the like month of Halloween. It's like, oh, it's all fake.
Everything's part of the vibe.
Exactly. Everything horrible happens. Halloween. Like, but no.
You're just walking by like a terrible murder and you're like, God, I love Halloween.
I love this time of year.
The leaves, the blood.
The screams for help.
The vibes. It's beautiful.
Sipping your pumpkin spice latte.
Exactly. Getting your cinnamon dolce with extra whip on the murder scene.
But that's the vibe, truly, though. This whole movie, anytime something happens, everybody's just like, oh, it's nothing. And I'm
like, well, no. It's all good. This is the 2018 slasher film directed by Gregory Plotkin. Also directed Paranormal, most of the Paranormal Activities he was a producer on, and also an editor on Get Out and Happy Death Day. So got lots of good, fun, campy horror under his. On top of this one, Hellfest follows the group of friends as they go to a Halloween carnival with rides and houses called, of course, Hellfest. There, one girl, Natalie, seems to be stalked by a creepy character, and that person takes their antics far beyond what is appropriate, making it much too real for the friends.
I would definitely say
that. Like, yeah, you can touch me, but don't literally grab me. Pick me away. This also has a very horror-heavy cast as well, with Amy Forsyth playing Natalie. We see her in We Summon the Darkness, which is also, I think that was 2019, right, with Alexander Daddario and randomly Johnny Knoxville, wasn't it? and Channel Zero, No End House, which is personally my favorite season. Yes. Rainn Edwards plays her best friend, Brooke, and she was also in The Pilgrim, which was from Hulu's Into the Dark series. Bex Taylor Klaus plays Taylor, who is Audrey in the Scream TV series. We do love her. I can't say that I love the series, but I do love her as a character. It's a fun one. Robbie Atal as Gavin, Christian James as Quinn, Matt Mercurio as Asher, and of course the amazing Tony Todd, yes, as the ringleader of this whole thing called the Barker. Yes. And Stephen plays the other. Oh, not McCoy, Conroy, sorry, plays the other. Yes. And this is available on Netflix if you have the subscription. It's available for rent on Vudu, YouTube, Apple, and Google TV, and Amazon Prime, all for $3.99.
Still,
yeah, not bad at all. Don't know how much it is to buy, but it's usually something.
It's like $12.99,
something like that.
That's fine.
I actually got it at Walmart. I bought it at Walmart for $5, but yeah, on DVD. So there's that. Of course, here's where we're gonna say spoiler alert. We just told you where to go see it, so we are definitely going to get into it from here.
Which is usually everywhere.
Yeah, we don't have a like plan. We just hop around.
I mean, we're smoking a blunt.
We can't be very coherent. Like,
don't worry.
We're very good at that.
But I do want to ask y'all, of course, since y'all are special guests, what made y'all choose this one? What about Hellfest made y'all want to hop on with us?
Definitely, I don't know. It's probably our most, like, the one movie like that really like vibes with us, I guess. Like, it's the kind of shit that we like. Like, we love haunted houses. We love slasher movies. Like, it's just the kind of shit that we gravitate towards typically. So it just seemed like the most chill movie to talk about, really, in preparation for fucking October.
Yeah. I mean, for it being, like you said, spooky season, it's the most, like, reminiscent for me of like what I used to do in high school, like going to the haunts and stuff like that. So it felt like the right vibe to get us started.
I love them, and I love Haunted House. I haven't actually been to one in a while, but
yeah, it's been a minute.
They, like, it's been a minute. That was definitely something I did in high school. We would always go to the mazes and like there's like
the mazes,
hay rides,
yes,
pumpkins. We used to go to that pumpkin patch.
I love that shit.
Actually, I have like a peach orchard out here.
What the fuck? I need some peaches to be mailed.
Yes.
I need peaches immediately. Send them my way.
I'll send you not preserves like in my canning dispenser.
Coming soon.
I'll be eagerly awaiting it.
And if you like this type of content, these sessions, these smoke sessions with us, as much as we enjoy them with you, please show that that you like it by just leaving a like, leaving a rating on whichever, you know, stars or thumbs, whatever that they do, you know. That would be very much appreciated. And subscribing, following, putting that bell on, anything like that, always shows that somebody enjoys this at least, and it just keeps us going. So I just wanted to remind you while we're in the thick of it, but it's about to get thicker.
So Hellfest,
a good time.
Yes, it is a good really time. This good movie time.
Love this movie,
and it does give similar urban legend vibes, like, you know, playing into. I mean, there were actual cases of people being mistaken for Halloween decorations after they died, because people just. Yeah. Are
like I said,
it's part of the ride.
like I read one case of a guy who was literally slumped over his like porch for 4 days, and because he always went out every year for Halloween, so all his neighbors just assumed that it was like an extra extra ass prop, and it was literally his body slumped over. Yeah. I was like, y'all wouldn't recognize. I mean, maybe you would.
Oh my god, what did he die of?
Imagine some unruly.
I don't know who he died of. I don't know if he was bloody or anything, or if it's just like his body there.
I think it was just like a passed out situation. Like he did, like,
I mean,
check yeah, if it looks like these people just didn't care, they were just like, oh, whatever, I guess. That's so crazy.
Yeah, sorry,
Stormy, what were you gonna say?
I'm just saying, imagine being dead and some unruly ass teenagers are just fucking taking pictures with your body.
Like, how rude. You're not even gonna check on me. Like,
and you know their Instagram caption is probably like, I love spooky season with a little pumpkin emoji. Yeah,
and then I
like, look at these awesome.
These props look so real. It's like them poking at his face.
Oh no. How sad.
Flies everywhere.
That's really how it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, because that meme, even with the opening kill and how he did it, like, just bringing her up, and they said she wasn't found for days until she started stinking.
Right.
So, like, it's just, how do you know? I mean, I guess you wouldn't notice if something looked different.
Yeah, probably not.
If you, even if you worked there, you'd probably be like, whatever. Like, just, I guess they put some new.
They hung another body.
Right. It's never a mannequin. I don't care. Like, if they tell me it is, it is.
Everything's breathing. Everything's breathing and everything's alive. I don't trust any of it.
It's somebody. But the whole vibes of like Hellfest when. They first get there and the like go-go dancers and the like little cages and the skeletons, and it just looks like such
a party. It really is such a party.
It looked like a rave.
They have a whole DJ like literally out there, like
they had shots.
They have like neon lights and shit.
They are the people, the go-go dancers in the cages. She got a whip for some reason.
Yes, and she was like whipping James Boy, I mean, Asher.
Yeah, literally, they have a whole bunch of shit going on here. What a good time. This kind of shit.
This friend dynamic is also so interesting. How she just walks up and is like, why is she
immediately, the first thing she says about her when she sees her is like, why is this bitch here? I'm like, well, first off, she lives here. Like, it's chill. She lives here. Not a big deal.
Like, for sure. Even the, like, Some of the dialogue is just, but you know, it's just like the whole ride that knee.
Yeah.
A lot of their dialogue was like improv. Like, I guess the director wanted most of them to like improv as much as they could. So, I mean, it sounds like it because it sounds like they're like being like, I don't know, like it feels natural, but it also really does feel corny. Because if you're improvising, it's probably like the most simple thing, like the quickest thing that comes to your mind. So some of it's a little corny. Some of the shit that they say is a bit corny.
Because I feel like it works in some of the smaller scenes, like when they're like, I don't know, like when Natalie and Gavin are going back and forth while they're walking through the carnival, or like some of the like banter between Asher and Taylor is like fine, but some of them are like, what is this?
It's when all of them are together, like when it's all six of them walking around and it's like they're all trying to, if they're doing like a lot of improv, like it feels weird because you can tell they're trying to like be, they're just trying to have a moment when everybody's talking. Right. It just feels a little chaotic. But yeah. I mean, I really actually kind of like their dynamic as friends, to be honest. Because sometimes, I mean, you know, with slashers, it's really easy to get, you know, real bored with the people that they give us. But everybody in this movie is pretty cool. Like, nobody's really, really, I guess, the worst.
Who would be your... Yeah.
Maybe...
Who would be y'all's favorite?
Stormy, who would be your fave? I don't know.
I think Taylor's my favorite. She reminds me a lot of Kirby, which like slightly annoys me, but I really do love a lot of her, just her attitude towards the whole thing.
Yes, so ready to be a part of anything spooky. And like
she has the whole, whenever she goes on stage towards the end, and they said that they need to sacrifice a virgin, and she's like, well, we might have a problem there.
Exactly.
And she's like, well, I've done several laps around the seven movies.
She does have some good like little quips. She's a really witty character.
Yeah, yeah. Taylor a whole bunch. Maybe Brooke. I really like Brooke, to be honest. I think she's a good friend character to Natalie. And she gets to live. That's always fun when a friend gets to live, which I really enjoy. So yeah, I think she might be my favorite. I think I actually don't hate Natalie either, which is nice. she's pretty cool, I guess. But I think Brooke my favorite, and then maybe Taylor, and then maybe Natalie in that order. And then the guys fall. I mean, they're gonna be at the end, but
they're just kind of there.
Yeah, they really are. Gavin's probably the coolest one just because he has the most like dialogue, I guess. And they kill him off really early, which like was fucking surprising to me. Very shocked when he died first.
Yeah. I guess because he was like the object, the object of the object's affection. So he had to like be destroyed. But Amy Forsyth stay having some black friends that she barely pays attention to, I'm gonna say. It's not her fault. It's definitely casting.
She's typecasting.
For sure. I think Brooke is probably my favorite too, just because she's like, she's equally as ready, but also still trying to like make safe and together, and like she's like a little bit of the fun mom friend.
Yeah, it definitely gives me those vibes.
Get everybody together once and have like a good time.
I mean, she even stomps after the killer to go get those fucking pictures back. Like, she was ready to fight.
She lies. I were some photos. Like, hey, who are you? First of all,
just taking pictures.
Even
rips off her cat ears.
That's another thing. They must have like a no costumes rule, because like nobody in the park was like dressed up.
I think most like major events like that usually don't. I'm pretty sure like Halloween Horror Nights and what's the other big one? Like Not Scary Farms. I'm pretty sure they have like those restrictions where you can't like go in costumes or whatever. Maybe for this reason specifically, so they don't have like random people coming in costumes and killing people because everybody's in a costume and it's harder to figure out who's doing what.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That might.
So that's probably a good reason why they have that role in place.
Mine is definitely Taylor. I think she had the funniest moments, the funniest quotes, and plus her style. I like her style too.
Yeah.
She's pretty lit. Yeah, you know, so I'm saying. So.
I do love Taylor.
And I feel like she just says, what the fuck? It, you know, she just shoots it from half court. I like it. I like that type of attitude. I like that speech, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And plus, how Like she didn't get her head chopped off, you know what I'm saying? And then she got herself out of it, you know what I'm saying? Did that Houdini, whatever type shit. It got up out of there,
Right.
and she like could have survived, but you know what I'm saying? Nobody else did that. She could have been that survival girl. She was almost there. She got it, almost. Yeah, it was there.
I
wish.
It was there.
She had final glory energy, just not the follow-up.
Yeah, they should have let all of the girls live. Really, I think that would have been cool if they all lived. Because I mean, I mean, from the beginning, like they all have like a dynamic with each other, you know, like, you know, Brooke's in the middle between both of them. Yeah. So they have a cool story. Like, if the story were to continue, like if they were to give us like sequels or something, like it would have been cool if they all lived or something along those lines. But I was kind of pissed off though with her death just because like they killed her off so easily. I really was upset with that. Cause like, you know, Ace was saying like she had like a cool moment, like with the whole guillotine, everything. It was a cool moment how she got out. And then she just gets killed off like so fast. I was like, damn, they should give her like a moment. If you're gonna kill her, like make it feel
Let's let her fight back, like, or give her, yeah, or like a more interesting death.
That would have been nice.
I think she could have fought back more, but.
Same. Or chop her head off if you're gonna get rid of her that fast. At least make it cool. Like chop her head off then or something.
Front of everybody.
In front of, yeah, they should just, yeah, that would have been so cool. And then that could have caused all the chaos.
Holy shit. At first I thought they were gonna like do multiple, like just do it the whole time until her head fell off,
That'd be
like
brutal.
terrify herself. Like
Yeah.
that would have been
Like he
interesting.
was cranking that bad boy
He
to
was
the
trying
tune
to,
was ready.
up.
he was about to
He was
restart.
gonna make it work. So yeah, that would have been brutal. They should have done that because every like Gavin's death is pretty brutal. Like the fucking mallet to the head is pretty gnarly. So they could have done something brutal for her, I feel like. If they were gonna do
Like
it.
done it up a little. Yeah.
So like who is y'all's favorite death out of all of them?
I like Asher.
Yeah, I was gonna say Asher. I think that's the most brutal one, the needle to the eye.
it's pretty gross.
I think that one, and I like the opening death too. I mean, just the way that it built it up and the fact that we see the mask this time. So, again,
I love when we get a kill like right away.
Always. I
Yeah,
need it.
for sure.
I need it in my slasher
it's
movies.
what you came for, right?
Exactly. So I need it like immediately. They didn't waste any time. I loved it. I like the music that they're playing when the movie first starts too, because it's like very generic haunted house music. And it's like it's really funny, but like it fits the theme of the movie. So I really enjoy that. And yeah, her death is really, it's unsettling from the beginning. Just like the whole vibe is really off-putting. So love it. Cool title card. Basic orange font on a black background, but she does the job and she does it well.
Halloweeny. Yeah, I feel like, and I like that it sets up his like MO from the jump to know that he's gonna pick people who aren't scared. Like that's like the trope of them going after and trying to make the people who aren't scared more scared, or you know, so, like it's I think the opposite of what Gavin said when it was like, oh, they go after the people who are like, you know, screaming. I think it's the opposite. They want to be like, ooh, I'm just gonna scare you.
Exactly.
But he death goes. I was like, where in the actual world are people actually using ice picks still? Like, we don't have pre-crushed ice, we don't have a bag of ice, we don't got a cooler. Like, he's just stabbing the like ice. Like, what was that? Was it like a snow cone or was it just ice? Like,
Maybe it's like a theme of the park or something. Like, I don't know. Like, olden
like
times.
everything.
I don't know. What was, yeah, honestly, I don't even, I've, in my entire lifetime, I've never seen anybody like on purpose use an ice picker.
What do you mean on purpose?
On purpose.
I've never accidentally pulled one out of the fucking drawer either.
Like if they have one, nobody ever like uses it. Like nobody ever really wants to
Yeah,
use it.
it was on sale. I was like, I have to have. I'm gonna need it
I
one
needed
day.
a nice thing, you know.
You never know to stab somebody, clearly, but
Because
that's what
why?
they're used for these days, apparently.
You don't got it. Not even a snow cone machine. They had to like stab their own eyes.
They better be paying more than minimum wage, because I'm not gonna fucking come in like volunteer.
I would quit that job so fast.
Like manually make snow cones? Absolutely. Yeah, I would
can't. At the hour, your arm's dead. You probably have to go to the bicep river. Work. Your arm's dead after an hour. Like you're not moving it.
I do love the fact that Tony Todd's voice is like throughout this before we even see everywhere. Him. It's great. It's like the announcers, like little ride things. It's so good. Did y'all have a favorite room that they went through?
Ooh, good question. I really love at the very end in the actual like Hell House. Like the plain black room with all like the white masks, mm-hmm. like the Jabberwockies. Oh, yeah. Jabberwockies. I really enjoy that room. Cause that shit scares me. Cause like, I don't know, like when rooms have like a whole bunch of like mannequins or like masks, like that shit always freaks me out. Cause obviously one of them's gonna move.
Yep.
So I really like the visual of that room a whole bunch.
Never a mannequin. Exactly.
The first time I went to Universal, there was a room like that, but it was all different varying sizes of Chucky dolls.
No.
And like the biggest one, you would think like the biggest one is the person. The actual person, but no, it was a little person like fucking running at you. That shit was crazy.
They kept the spirit. They said you're gonna get Chucky, so
they stuck to the assignment.
Yeah.
But my favorite in this movie is probably, it's in the same house, the Hell House, but with all of the people that just have like little lace things over their face.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
one. That is my favorite. What does it say? Don't look at them, mommy.
Don't look them in the eye. Don't speak to me.
And it gives me cult vibes. Everything gives me cult vibes, but like a bunch of children with face coverings and old timey dresses.
Yeah. Right. I love their outfits.
Their costumes. Oh, the people?
The others.
All those little people?
The others' daughters? Is that what they are?
Yeah.
They're called the others' daughters?
That's what it's on
on the it's terrifying. Like I said, cool.
That was a good room, though. That was a good room.
So weird. And the fact that it leads into the blank faces, it's sort of like the callback to that.
So such a good one. I love it.
Well, my favorite room is also the white mask. Once again, just faces. One, just faces staring at me. That's already going to make me feel like, yeah, I need to like get away. Mm-hmm. And I have to walk through it. And it's like kind of dark and dim, and they're wearing black. No. Let's find a longer way. Yeah, that's definitely my favorite.
Yeah, I like the deform school too. Because there weren't many people in that you see for a long time. It was mostly just jumps throughout it, but always good. And how they kind of set Natalie up to be the object of his, I guess, obsession, whatever, murder is obsession.
Yeah, it's the object of obsession.
So, the fact that she just watched it was like, okay.
She literally tells him to do it. She's like, do it already. And I was like, what, girl?
I would have been like, blink twice. And be like, hey,
because she wasn't.
Like, tap.
It was like, are y'all going to stop me? So slow, like, staring right at you.
Like she can't. yeah, I don't know. That was too much. I'm like, say, do something. And her friends left too. With like they, it was too real. It was too real. But I guess again, it's in the spirit of like the rooms and whatnot. But
that then the like person just popping up, and she goes, they just walk away after it goes outside. Like I would have immediately run back in and be like, is she still laying here calling the police?
She should have went back in there and be like, somebody needs a check just real fast. Like, let's make sure this body's a real one. or not, because like I need to know, because it was a little too real for
Right.
me.
Exactly. And like, go with your gut. Even if something feels off, like,
That
you
part.
know, just a little bit.
That part. You can sense it. Like you can tell if it's like fake or not.
That's why her reaction just felt
So.
real. You just saw someone get killed.
Right, exactly.
Because she wasn't even,
Yep, and she
yeah,
was on
she
edge for
wasn't
that
even
moment.
saying, like, things that would be said in a haunted house. So, like, you know what? Like, she was literally just being like, no, please help. Like, it was not like.
Yeah. And they kept like trying to get away. Like that's how
Yeah.
like scared she was. Like she kept trying to get away. It wasn't like the, yeah, like you said, like the
Like,
stereotypical
they just
like,
walked up,
you
yeah.
know, bullshit that they would say. Yeah. It's just
Well,
like, yeah.
and you would think it would like go with like the flow of the
Exactly.
theme. And
Right,
it's
that
just so
part.
random. So I feel like that should set off your spidey
Yeah,
senses.
nobody's in a
Right.
uniform in the deformed school. It's just like a random look. But I mean, they had some weird, like the hell one, like what was the worst nightmare room with the overdose? That was a
Oh,
little
right.
weird to me.
That was a little much.
I
That was a little.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Yeah, was that in your worst fear? Is that the one that they went in? Because it was like the
yeah.
triple maze or something where you had to pick one.
The did the men go into the your worst nightmare
Yeah. I think they went
or
in the
yeah,
worst
something like
fear.
that? And I was like, I don't
I think
know, is
so.
that like appropriate? Like,
Yeah,
it's not like
that's scary.
zombies or
It's a
like.
little, it's a little.
That's some real shit.
That's like exactly that could be potentially triggering for someone like who just is trying to
That gives me
go
like
on about.
classic that gives me like classic like church, like the haunted houses that churches throw on where they like show, you know, like actual scenes and stuff. That gives me those kinds
That
of
sounds
vibes.
horrible.
They're like, don't do drugs.
Dude, I went into one of those at the age of 14 and I still remember every single scene in that damn thing.
Damn.
That
It just, it was
Drama.
wild. Growing up in the Bible Belt.
I mean, I live in the south, like deep south, but like what? I've never even heard of that. A church with like traumatizing horror.
Yeah, they do that.
They took you through like your life if you made bad choices, like and didn't like follow Jesus. Like she got an
That's a lot of
abortion,
homework
she got into drugs.
for
There was,
Jesus.
yeah.
Jesus.
There was like all kinds of things, and then it showed like the
Let's
path, like where
go.
you could find Jesus, and then they wanted to do like a what do they call it? A revival. These were the Seventh Day Adventists, I think, is their fucking church. I don't know. That shit was wild. That was 14. That was literally over 12 years ago.
Horrified.
I just wanted to see some pumpkins. I
Exactly.
just want something to pop out of a
Some
door.
people in
Like I
ghosts.
did.
We were just here for candy, not to be fucking told I'm going to hell.
Like, oh my God,
Candy.
that's a lot. Like, not even in
So
the
maybe
spirit
that's
of
what they were trying to
Halloween.
trigger in that your worst fear thing is like that fucking religious trauma or some
Maybe,
shit.
because it was hell, right? The path to hell. Maybe
Right.
that's your
Right.
path to hell. But I feel like,
It was for the babies,
yeah.
that section. I do like honestly every room in this movie is pretty fucking cool. I also like the simple like classic dark ride, like full like classic carnival where they're just sitting there and going through like all the classic horror stuff, because I like I'm assuming it happens to everybody, or probably for single riders, like when it stops and malfunctions and like somebody's there and like they scare you. That shit freaks me the fuck out. Like I hate when rides stop like just on their own, like out of nowhere, and you're like stuck.
I think she
Hate
kind
that
of like
shit.
slid out of that so easy.
I don't know how,
Yeah.
but I would have gathered some anxiety strength after you yanked my shit out.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck she was. I don't. Like, she was not even trying hard enough, because I would have been gone. I would have fucking picked up the whole ride if I could. I would have not be sitting there waiting for that man just to walk to me that slowly.
Knocked it off
I would
the
have turned to liquid and just dipped out
That
of
is the
there.
moment I knew I was an X-Man, because I would
Powers manifest
fucking
right
just start
then.
moving. Yeah,
I'm
in that
that
moment,
iron.
because
My anxiety would shake all the bolts out of the fucking ride, and the ride would just fall apart.
Because those aren't even, if it's like those really bullshit carnivals that just pack themselves up in like 2 days, then you can probably, like, it's probably not even tight against her.
She was pushing it. Like, it was, it gave some gives. So, yeah, it moved a little bit.
Yeah. Just a little bit of force. Speaking of, it's crazy that they said that this is a traveling thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they like pick this whole fucking place up and then keep
that's moving. What I'm saying. It's probably not as secure as it needs to be. So you could probably fly down. Because
yeah,
I remember not last year. 2019, I guess, was the last time we went to the fair. Like, yeah. There was literally vomit on the rides, yeah. And they were just like, "Oh, just like scoot away from it." Like,
yeah,
okay,
it's not there. Just pretend it's not there.
Like, we're in the air spinning, bro.
Like and y'all don't even have like Lysol on hand. Like, not even
a water hose. Like,
apparently. This is pre-pandemic. Nobody cared about anything.
That's why, I would like to see what's going on at the fair this year, but like...
Fair's been gross, though. You know what I'm saying?
They always are. Especially in this year. They're awful. They really don't care.
Did y'all see the footage of that one ride? We call it the avalanche down here, but that bitch was just rising off its feet, and there's this one lonely man that thinks he's gonna make a difference, just holding on to it for dear life.
I hate
so fast. Even warning.
Everyone was the ride's been off. We're not interested.
Glad I didn't get on that ride. That's all they was thinking.
Well, hey everybody, it is spooky season. It is literally mid-October, so I hope you're ready to terrify somebody and get terrified. And we hope that you're enjoying your October, and we hope that you're enjoying this session. If you are, a rating, liking, favorite, and subscribing, all that good stuff really goes a long way, and we would really appreciate it. So let's get back into it.
There's...
I never used to get on the rides at the carnival for that reason, like specifically because I never trusted them.
Yeah.
They were always shaking. They were always moving like that.
They don't seem
so. No, I don't
think so. No, no longer safe, no longer sane. I mean, they never were, but like,
no, they never were.
It's really been. Yeah.
So how do we feel about the killer's like mask? Do we like his mask?
I mean,
it looks like a burnt piece of bologna.
It does not give anything
it's not
to
my
me. It's like not the best.
Not
it kind of reminds me of the mask from Freaky, but Freaky's is better.
Oh, very that.
A little bit.
Very that. And it's like the same guy who designed like the Ghostface mask and the baby mask from Happy Death Day made this mask, and I was like, she was lacking in this movie. I don't know what happened, but
what was
she's not giving me anything. She's not giving what she needs to give at all. Especially at the ending when he opens up the cupboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. They all look much cooler than the ones
exactly.
We got.
Exactly. Even in that cupboard, did you see there's like the there's a photo of like, slitting someone's
one of
throat.
The girls that he killed.
So weak. Yeah. Yes. So creepy, fucking gross. He just keeps trophies. And then, of course, the cops are, it's not even the cops, it's security. Do not get me. I'm just like, this girl is like, I'm being harassed by a specific thing. Like, they didn't hurt you.
They physically harmed.
Like, that's your friend that's drunk that's following you around. Don't worry.
Are you going to tell me?
The assumption.
Why would that? And why, if y'all think that? That's why are there carnivals that serve alcohol like that to the point that you can get that drunk? Like,
I mean, yeah.
I don't think so.
I've never seen any, like,
I mean, I guess if they're serving beer, like, somebody can only get to that level drunk, I guess.
Yeah, me too. I'm
but
gone.
They have shots. Like, they were taking shots.
Syringe shots. They mean business at this fucking house.
What traveling carnival gives you mixed drinks and
Bartender and a
Oh, you know they
DJ.
taste bad.
Yeah, bartender, DJ, got a dance floor, got performances. Like this, I want. This is where I want to be on Halloween. Like,
Honestly,
seriously.
it's a full vibe. I love it.
And
But yeah, but the killer mask is a
yeah, I
mess.
feel like not even the just all black isn't. I mean, he could have maybe worn something under it. You know what I'm saying? Like worn a costume under it and just snatched a mask.
Right.
It more believable because, like Snorri was saying, like to be in the deform school or something like that, to just being all black does not go with anything.
Right,
But
exactly.
I think that helps with his like blendability though.
Yeah, true. Just to get in and like,
For functionality.
yeah.
But he'd be researching because like he knows exactly like what they're all wearing. So I'm sure he's like, I guess he goes like before, probably the day before or something, and like picks who he wants to dress up
Yeah.
as, I
And you
guess.
have this, there's
So
dead like people with, I feel like he definitely killed whoever's mask he stole. Like,
Yeah, they don't show us how it gets it, do
No, they don't.
So do we think he's like part of like the traveling staff?
Yes.
Or is he just like a rando that decided to like show up at this festival and murder people?
Feel like his daughter's reaction makes me think that he does travel because she's like, "Oh, you're back. What'd you get me?" And like expects like a toy or something.
True.
But maybe that's just because he's a serial killer and brings her trophies and is grooming her.
He's Pavloving her with the fucking, every time he shows up, he gives her a stuffed
Yeah,
animal.
exactly. Like, there's a lot of
But
things
she
that could be happening with that. But, because if it does travel, like, how is it a specific region? You know, like, is it, where do they live? Did we
maybe
even, like,
they don't really tell us a state, I don't think.
what state? Oh, they don't. Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they don't, right? They don't tell
Yeah, I
us where
don't
this
think
is
so.
happening yet.
I don't think
But
so.
that'd be my assumption, is he probably does like travel, or at least says he's doing business or
Yeah.
something, and just like trap like follows, maybe follows the fucking.
Yeah.
So, or are they different ones? Because maybe it is a random, because wouldn't the different ones be different themed? Or.
I feel like it's probably easier if you're a traveling cast to have like the same shit every time.
Yeah. So he has different ones, so maybe he's just hopping to random ones that he knows about.
Maybe. Interesting.
Random acts of
Interesting
violence.
theory.
Yeah, and towards the end, at least Natalie like hits him multiple times.
She has him down 3 times and doesn't like stomp on his throat.
Yeah,
I'm so confused.
but she should have stabbed him multiple times, not just because that's the, and how did he didn't treat his wounds or anything like when he walks in the house, it's just
I mean, he's good. Is he superhuman?
no,
Like for real,
I don't think so.
like
Maybe he is, but like.
when I forgot, was it Gavin was like trying to pick up the mallet
Yeah.
and then he couldn't, and he like used 2 hands and a lot of force, but once the other went in there, he picked it up with 1 hand and hit him.
Maybe he doesn't.
It's like Thor with the fucking mountain.
I mean, like, is he superhuman or something?
Maybe he is. Maybe he's in the gym
The killer
every
strength.
day, lifting, like getting ready for his serial murders. So he must only kill on Halloween, like around that
It
time.
looks like a once a year thing, because the beginning kill of the movie is
Last
like
year, yeah.
years, like years before or something like that. So he does it seems like he does it once a year, and he keeps a mask obviously from every spree of killing that he has, or unless he only kills one person maybe. Because in their story, they said they only found that one body.
Yeah.
So it's the only, like, I don't know. He was feeling relief.
He's escalating every year.
Spiraled.
The first one was one murder, the second one was eight.
Yeah. I
It
mean,
jumps.
that's the pattern of serial killers is they like go on, they get more
True.
confident, and then they start getting sloppy. So maybe that's what happens like with even Taylor. Maybe this is his, because I mean, by the account of Mask, we know he's done at least 6 times. So he's probably
Right.
sitting there like, oh yeah, I'm good now. Like meets this group of friends who actually gives a shit about each other. unlike the drunken ones before. Or whatever.
Yeah, he's real confident. He stabs two of them in like front of everybody. So he's real confident.
Blaine just get out of there.
I thought he might have lived until the end, but then
that was such a quick death.
Yeah, they just
right
just stamp stamp out of that place. How did y'all feel about the ending? I know it's very controversial amongst the horror peoples. How do y'all think is it effective?
I like the ending personally. Because I really thought we were going to be getting sequels. You know, I really thought I was going to keep going. So I didn't mind it. I thought it obviously was going to lead to something else. It hasn't thus far. But I enjoy it. I don't hate it. I mean, it's quick, easy. A decent twist, I guess. So yeah. I liked it.
I'm down for it. I'm always down for like an open ending, like Adrian said. Because like even like some sequels show up like 15 years later.
Yeah,
and maybe it's like his fucking daughter that's the murderer now or something. I'm down for it. I'm so glad.
Those things, he could definitely be grooming her. Like, no. To be a serial killer.
That'd be kind of crazy. That'd be a cool sequel, I guess. Something interesting.
Trademarked. Thank you.
Run me my money.
I like it. You know, coming back, finding out that he's a that's pretty good twist. You know, the how you didn't have to like treat his wound from like a stab wound is beyond me, and he's just like chilling. It's all cool. But
that's like why he kept his arm in his pocket though, didn't he? Like the whole time he was like he did have his like at least this arm because he pulls out the thing. I don't know. Does he?
Like holding it maybe? I don't know. Mm-hmm. He really is superhuman. Just a figment of her imagination or something crazy.
The twist is she's actually the one murdering everybody. It's her dad and her brain. Telling her to do it. A very Voorhees moment.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That'd be kind of wild, actually.
Norman Bates type shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I do like it, yeah. I feel like I have the theory of my is that he's essentially a nondescript white man, just like brown hair, white face, and average like clothes, and that's literally every serial killer. That's how they get away with it, being like just the average man, like because he's a blank face that looks like a white dude. So I feel like this kind of feeds into that same kind of like idea, like dude. And even at the end when they just grab some random other guy, like who just has on the same,
he just has red boots on instead.
Yes, because that's they didn't even try to like get a description from her. They were just like, right. Oh, it's the mask, but she could recognize, you know, from the shoes, from the bathroom scene,
right.
Like, probably even his mannerisms, because he's been stalking her the whole night. So,
right.
I really like it. And, like, hopefully we do get maybe more, even if it's the same killer hopefully. In a different setting. I would be down for going through more haunted houses.
Yeah.
It's like, even the stress of, like, haunted houses themselves aren't necessarily stressful or, like, genuinely scary a lot of the time, especially these, like,
right.
Like, break. Ones. The imagining like a running away from a serial killer with all of those distractions going on, like you're like trying to get the fuck out of there and there's shit jumping out at you and people like playing like it's a joke and shit.
Well, and these ones can like grab you. Mm-hmm. So what if one of the actors grabs you and like holds you for and like literally holds you down while he murders you?
Exactly. I mean, yeah, exactly. Because they don't know what's going on. I assume it's a fake knife or whatever, and they're just hopefully they have a little bit more awareness than Natalie did.
And encourage.
Yeah. I'm fighting people.
But yeah,
they said liability is a bitch.
Very that. I do laugh though, also at the fucking bathroom scene, how the killer just like randomly walks in, nobody's around, nobody cares, nobody's paying attention, just walks right in and then walks right out. Like nobody catches him, nobody sees
He's like,
him.
I'm the security guard again. It's just like, well, I know they're not supposed to be there, but like, okay.
Right, but he was. So like go find every person that works here
Exactly.
that wears that and like let me look at them and let me look at their shoes
Exactly. You
and like
figure
let's figure it
it out.
Show me a
So
lineup.
the thing with the cell phone, so he uses the guy's thumbprint to get in, but he stays like texting her throughout the day or throughout the night. So like how is he keeping that phone from locking? Because I know for a fact my bitch ass phone locks within like a minute.
Either cut off the thumb
I mean, I guess he could
or
have.
he probably just went in, or he just went into the settings probably and like turned off password or something.
I feel like,
Like turned off the Touch
okay,
ID.
I need that background of him like
They don't explain it to
lost
us,
to the
but
settings of an iPhone when he's an Android person.
it's just him sitting there for at least 5 minutes trying to figure it out, Googling what to do.
He had time. After he wasn't gonna let me pay $50 for it, I would get it. Because like I just offered you $51 for it.
Yeah,
and I
That's a
already
lot.
was playing the game. All
Like,
right, I'm still in deep.
right, I'm paying you for it pretty much. I mean, it's no big deal. Just I don't know. That guy was dumb. The worker, but also as like a person I've worked obviously, and like, I mean, not, I mean like retail and stuff. So somebody asked me something, I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do it just because you're annoying for asking. So I understand the worker just being like, no, sorry, go figure it out somewhere else, but. On a good day, I would have given it to him for free.
Yeah,
So,
true.
I would have just looked around and like, take it. I don't care. I'll talk about the stupid job.
Minimum wage, just fucking take it.
Like,
They don't
how
pay me
much
enough to
do
share
people
it.
even get paid? Because to
To
write
volunteer,
all
things
of
like
that
that.
down and to like,
Right.
whoa.
That's a lot of work.
And do they have like makeup artists to do my, like, am I doing my own makeup?
A lot of haunts do have like makeup artists, I think, usually that can help whip everybody together. But even like even just being a scare actor would be like so much work. Because you're like volunteering, like after your 9 to 5, like you then go and you probably at least spend a couple hours getting into makeup and then spending the rest of your night screaming at people. Honestly, probably a good way to release some steam, to be honest.
It's seasonal.
It's really fun.
Yeah, after saying all that, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna be a scare actor now, maybe.
real.
But it takes a lot of dedication, really. So I wonder what they, a lot of times it's probably, I mean, a lot of it's volunteer work, but I would at least want to get paid something if I'm doing all
Yeah.
that.
It seems kind of fun. Maybe they pay you and hopefully I get discounts on that food. This shit is
At least
expensive.
discounts, right?
Like $22 for some nachos, bro. That's cool.
Always
Better
expensive.
get a free meal on shift.
Each of those shots were at
Exactly.
least $10. You know, it's one of those things. Everything's so expensive and like shit like that.
Yes.
Always.
That's what I'm saying. Like about Gavin, when he offered $50, he like got the passes. He's buying
Hey.
shots. He just played your game. He just offered you $50, bro. Just take it.
He has some money, truly.
He
He's buying all those
must.
tickets. Spending $50, no
That's what he
problem.
said he was good at. He said he was
did
good at spending
say
money at a high rate.
I
He did say that.
wish I had the option of doing that.
Right.
Damn. He really was all, yeah, he's hilarious. Desperate for Natalie.
was giving a little desperation.
It's giving desperation, but okay, go off, Gavin.
I do like the fact that they're like, maybe he's pooping just for like literally three
Yes.
times. Just
They really
everyone
did mention that sometimes.
pukes.
It's a possibility.
I mean, you gotta go with that food. You never know what can happen.
All that fried
Exactly.
grease.
Lines are long.
Lines
Lines
are
are
long.
long. But
Right.
Jesus.
Shit's spinning. You know, your water
Yeah.
is churning up. Like, anyway.
Makes me think of the Final Destination happening. And they're like, the plane.
Speaking of Final Destination, like, isn't this? He was like a voiceover in
Oh yeah, Tony
that.
Todd was also Final Destination
Yeah,
too.
for the roller coaster.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so that's weird.
Wow,
He's
an
been a
icon.
roller coaster voice. Oh, we love
That was hilarious.
it, Tony.
Yes, love him. So have you seen that movie, The Fun House? Have you seen The Fun House from the 80s? Because that's kind of like the
No.
same vibe as this movie. Because they're like, they go to a carnival. Pretty much like it's the same thing. Like they get murdered in the carnival and nobody thinks anything of it. But it's really old. It's from 81. But that kind of gives like these kinds of vibes. But I love that. I love like that extra subgenre of slasher movies where they take place in like theme parks. I love that
It's
shit.
like the what scary movie? It's not scary movie, but it's like from the 80s as well. It's also called Scary Movie. It's pretty much the same
Oh,
thing.
interesting.
Like these people going through a haunted, literally same thing. Haunted house, carnival type thing, serial killer. Everyone's like,
Love,
yes.
love that shit.
It's
Or like Dark Ride
wonderful.
from 2006. I remember I used to love that movie as a kid too, because that one's an abandoned like theme park though, but it gives me those same vibes. I just love movies like this, to be honest. So,
They're so cool.
oh
Gives you anxiety a little bit, but
yeah, for sure.
as far as I'm concerned, Natalie and Brooke are girlfriends and they're living happily ever after.
In Spain.
So yeah. That's what they've done now that all of their friends are dead.
Honestly, I love that you said that because I literally never thought about that until like watching it for this podcast. So when I was watching it, I was just sitting there when they had their bathroom scene. I was like, why don't they just like date next time?
Exactly.
I'm bored. Just date. The most interesting people in this movie, just be together.
Seriously.
Oh, besides Taylor, but
Yes. I mean, they can all just
ménage a trois.
exactly
Yeah,
ruffle
please. All
it.
they should all live. That's the vibe I need. I love
Have we ever had like
love.
a trio? A final trio? I mean,
Besides all the Scream people that
yeah,
won't
that's
die,
true.
do we?
That's true. Yeah.
But beyond that trio, I really don't. I can't think of any other trio of characters that like makes it through every single movie like that. So damn, they could have given us those vibes.
You kind of.
They go into purge lockdown mode every Halloween season.
I would.
Like fucking Laurie
Honestly.
Strode.
I would literally never go to a haunted
Okay.
house again,
Oh,
probably.
never. The podcast would be over. Anything horror would just be out of my life. I would just be fucking taking
Too
mushrooms and like
real.
watching comedies. Never,
Disney.
never again.
Watching
If
comedy.
something like this happened to me, never again. Only Disney movies. I'd become a Disney adult at this point.
No. Save
Just to
Disney
keep so much
adult.
positive energy, because I would never, I'd be so sad.
It's depressing to think about. And like I was even thinking about that when A Stranger Calls, the end of that where she's literally like freaking out because the phone rings, like the trauma that you like go through in dealing with just simple shit now because of what happened to you. Like
Yeah.
she won't be able to see that mask. Hoodies are probably gonna be triggering for her.
Yeah,
Like
it's terrifying. All of it's so sad. I do stick to the fact though that Taylor didn't die in this movie. I'm assuming because I feel like they're planning a sequel, and I feel like she should have or would have lived because he only saved her like one time, and then she like
Yeah.
falls down. So I'm assuming because homeboy after her, Quinn, he gets stabbed twice, and like one of them was like near like the chest area, the heart area. So I'm assuming they were like, he was dead for sure. But Taylor got stabbed like once in the stomach, so I feel like maybe she should have been okay. So maybe they're planning on her living, but
Maybe she was in
again,
an ambulance. We
maybe.
just
But
didn't
they
see.
didn't really show us anything. We didn't get any sequels or anything. So
Oh, yes, that since we are at the end, what would y'all rate? Go fast.
Stormy.
Are we going like out of five? Out of what's our
Yes. Yeah.
scale?
Five ice picks.
How many ice picks? I'd say a steady 3.8 ice picks.
That is
It's
solid.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's really good. That's a good rating. Maybe four. I would say 4 out of 5. I enjoy it. Why not?
I do enjoy it. You know what? I'm gonna just give it a 3.5. That's
Solid, solid, solid.
just a
I'm gonna go Stormy. I'm gonna go like a little 3.7. I feel like some of the dialogue like knocks it down from a four for me, but
It's pretty corny.
it is entertaining and like lots of good aesthetics, beautiful like lights, all of that. It's great
Oh, yeah.
cinematography, like everything's just the fun time, but like a little cringe sometimes.
She's a little cheesy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, very much.
But in the best way. And of course, it's never a mannequin. I will just walk out of a room full of mannequins because I feel like there is a dead person or an alive person.
Either way.
Either one, I do not want. I don't want it.
Either way, there's a person.
Well, do y'all have any other thoughts?
I definitely recommend check it out if you've never seen it. It's a really good time.
Yeah, I think it's like 91 minutes.
And it's not a super long movie, so.
It's not.
Oh, yeah, it's very short, which is nice.
We get right into it.
Kills. And then there's more suspense in the middle than, like, there's not. I mean, I feel like he kind of takes his time with some of the, like, getting to some of the kills, but it's, like, suspenseful and, like, you get some stalking. Like,
Some.
Straight up
lots of, yeah, lots of off in the distance shots of him standing menacingly amongst people.
Yeah. I know some people like can't watch this because of stalking. They like think it's like too much, but I'm like, get that.
It's good. Check it out.
It is terrifying.
Yeah. Very scary though.
So yes. I'll definitely tell us where we can find y'all.
You can find our podcast at /her_pod on Twitter and Instagram. We're on pretty much every streaming platform. My personal is at My Lonely Biscuit. Adrian's is Adrian Ray with 2 E's. Thank you again for having us on. Sorry, I sound like shit.
No. Thank you for using your voice. Yes.
Gotcha. Anytime. It's all yours.
The Real Stormy will be back soon.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm so excited for y'all to have been here, and we're definitely gonna do something in the future. Yes. Like I said, I definitely wanna. We're gonna have a slumber party whenever the slumber party massacre comes out. So,
Snacks. Yes. So many snacks.
Are y'all onesies?
I will buy a onesie.
With the flap,
I guess. A single one.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna order a whole pizza, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Gotta be pizza. Didn't they make daiquiris? Isn't that what
they do? Do we know what strain they're smoking too? Don't they mention what it's called at one point?
Maui.
I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna find it.
We gotta find it.
Yeah, we're on it. I'm gonna find it and make sure I get some Maui Waui. Yes. Love it. It's a date.
Yes, I'm so excited. We need a release date. Danish got us crazy. Let us know. Like, at me. I follow you.
We really don't have a release date yet. I thought we had something. No. I'm annoyed. They need to get with it.
2021, but we're slowly about to exit her.
That's crazy.
We're winding down, so chop chop, bitch. Yeah.
Really? It's only going to be October already. Damn.
Yes.
Damn.
In literal days, damn. It's going to be
September. Damn. September did not exist to me.
No.
Nope.
Surely did not. October is going to be a good time.
It was. It is. It really is. And of course, y'all can always hit us up on our social media. Give us your feedback, any recommendations, anything you want us to watch, anything you want to let us know what you think of Hellfest, if you like the ending, if you think it's too obvious, whatever you think about the ending, the costumes, the attractions, let us know.
If you would like to get in touch with us, you can find us on Twitter at Dank, the letter N, deadly_pod. And on Instagram at dankdeadly_pod. And if you'd like to send us an email, you can email us at dankdeadlychats@gmail.com.
So October is going to be full of lots of horror faves and their voices and their opinions. And I think it's going to be really fun. And thank y'all for helping us kick off the beginning. And thanks. Spooky the way y'all always do with us.
Of course. We're honored.
Well, see y'all guys later.
Yes.
Stay spooky. Bye.
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 Bye.